Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. This morning, the Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors is scheduled to vote on dozens of layoffs affecting foster children and some public health services. KQED's Rachel Dornhelm has this feature report on some of the people who may be losing their jobs.
Bright children's paintings hang on the walls of Judge Catherine Lucero's specialized drug court in San Jose. The judge turns to a man sitting at a large desk in front of her.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Tell me how things are going.
Everything's going good. I graduate my parenting class this Saturday.
The judge has asked that Kevin's last name not be used to protect the identity of his son. A team of social workers, lawyers, and therapists review his progress in this dependency drug court. He's come regularly for the last 7 months as he works to stay off the drugs that landed him here.
Kevin has really been just so dedicated and followed all of our direction.
His goal, like that of every parent appearing before this judge today, is to get clean and be reunited with a child. In his case, the six-year-old son he'd raised until a drug arrest last year.
Oh, it was horrible. It was like the end of the world. They took my son and I kind of went off the deep end and continued to get high and ended up going back to jail.
After his court appearance, Kevin tells his story in a nearby waiting room. He says after his last jail stint, he accepted his problem and what he has to do to fix it.
And I've been blessed with a good social worker. She tells me what I need to do, and I do it. If I call, she calls me right back, and everything's just been going fantastic for me.
What he needs to do every week is take drug tests, attend parenting and domestic violence classes, go to Narcotics Anonymous meetings, and make regular court appearances. But he also gets hour-long supervised visits with his son. Fully one-third of the frontline social workers who supervise those visits are slated for cuts. These same employees work towards family reunification by doing drug testing and helping transport parents. Court social worker Sarah Maindring says she's worried families won't have as much support.
What we're anticipating is that the quality of service that each case-coming social worker will be able to provide will be decreased because we'll be kind of stretched out across a lot of different fields, and ultimately the kids will be the ones that are hurting from this.
The cuts could also affect how long the children stay in the system and how much help they get when they leave. Hector San Roman works in a department slated for elimination called family finding.
My unit job was to find relatives as soon as possible. So our goal was not to have a child in the foster care system no longer than needed.
San Roman says when a child would enter or exit the program seemingly all alone, he and four others were trained to research the family. He says he dealt with about 30 cases a month and had a few weeks to find connections.
I have many experiences that I find relatives in Mexico or in Honduras. We find relatives in Germany. And when we make those connections, sometimes it's over the phone. It is incredible because we know that this is going to be a lifelong connection. That this, for this foster youth, that's gold.
Santa Clara's County Executive Jeff Smith says nobody, himself included, likes the idea of the cuts.
If we could get more money from someplace, we'd be happy to rescind all the layoff notices.
Smith says the county has cut their budget 10 years in a row, but has largely been able to spare services and jobs. Smith says the state drives funding for the foster care system. And when former Governor Schwarzenegger vetoed $1 billion last October, it left the county with few options.
If that program is defunded at a state level, there's really no significant choice that the county has to continue the service because there's no funding source for it, and the general fund is really pretty much at this point tapped out.
Supervisors are planning to cut 84 positions in social services and 34 hospital jobs at Valley Medical Center. County officials say two-thirds of the workers will be transferred to other positions, though some at lesser pay. I'm Rachel Dornhelm, KQED News.
And I'm Joshua Johnson. You'll find more coverage on the plight of foster children and the services available to help them on our website. Those stories and the day's news are online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Stanford Hospital and Clinics, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine, stanfordhospital.org.